It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the 24/7 Sports College Basketball Show. I'm your host, Trey Scott. Today, we are counting down 24/7 Sports' preseason top 25 rankings with the help of national basketball writer Kevin Flaherty. Before we get started, we'd love for you guys to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating. Let's go.
Coming in at number 17, as 24/7 Sports continues its preseason top 25 countdown with Kevin Flaherty, is the Memphis Tigers. And Kevin, we've got quite the recruiting class to dive into. Before we start with that, Coach Penny Hardaway is putting the expectation as a national title contender. Does 17 in your countdown put the Tigers within striking distance of that?
There's the talent on this roster to win a national championship. I don't think there's any doubt about that. The problem is, anytime you have this much youth, so many players who haven't been on that stage before, you know, even Penny Hardaway is a relatively new coach to this and hasn't, you know, doesn't have the experience in the NCAA tournament. And then you just have a bunch of new players trying to fit together. I think those are the things that kind of scare me off Memphis as a top 10 team. I think the talent obviously would say that Memphis is capable of being that sort of team and playing in the conference that Memphis does in the AAC. This is a team that's going to have a chance to ring up a lot of wins and have people wondering, hey, is Memphis really for real this year? I just think that Memphis is going to be sort of right around that Sweet 16 range, maybe just making it in or just missing in this case because of that lack of experience and because of all the question marks.
Yeah, they really only returned Tyler Harris, who scored 11 points a game. So let's just start with the class. Number one in the country in the 2019 circuit. Start with James Wiseman, number one player in the country. And as a freshman, I feel like it might be hard for a big to make the sort of impact that we might be expecting. Am I right or am I wrong?
I think you're absolutely right. And even taking that a step further, you know, our guys do such an unbelievable job and get out and see all these players and see them over the course of multiple years. And people forget sometimes that they aren't ranking them for how they'll be as freshmen in college. They're ranking them for how they should be down the road and into the NBA. And so when you look at Wiseman from that standpoint, I think he's more of a number one from a potential standpoint, from a ceiling standpoint, from a, hey, we look down the road, you know, 3 or 4 years and look in the NBA, James Wiseman could be having a lot of success. I think it's more likely that he turns into that guy as opposed to him being just the number one freshman in this class. I think that if you were ranking this class, you know, based on the impact that they will have this year, Wiseman might be on the bottom part of the top 10, you know, maybe even a little bit lower than that. And that's not to say he's not a good player and he doesn't have things that could translate. It's just, you know, he's a guy that brings some rim protection. He's got unbelievable length. I think he's 7'1" with a 7'6" wingspan. Can jump, can run, you know, straight ahead, and he's a really good athlete. But he doesn't have some of the things like the go-to scoring move that, say, somebody like Vernon Carey at Duke might have. He doesn't have that polish offensively. He has the makings of a jump shot a little bit, and so you can look down the road and say, well, my gosh, this guy could be a 7'1" guy who protects the rim and knocks in three-point jumpers. I mean, that's in play, but not necessarily for this season.
Okay, well, then you look at their five recruits who ranked within the top 100 in the 24/7 Sports Composite. In that prism, then, which one do you expect to make the most positive year one? And these guys all might just be one and done impact from Memphis.
You know, it is tough to choose when you have seven different guys who are ranked in the top 115 in the 24/7 Sports Composite. And the five guys I think that most people are circling to start, a la Fab Five and you know, having all freshman starters, were all ranked in the top 58. And the interesting thing is, I was telling somebody the other day, I think Memphis may actually be better a year from now if they do bring back that Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, DJ Jeffries. I think those guards are just assassins, Trey. I really do. I think that they have a chance to be terrific. You know, I think they're going to be good this year. Maybe the emphasis isn't going to be on them this year, but I think moving down the line, I think Boogie Ellis and Quinones really have a chance to be terrific. For this year, it might still be Wiseman that would be the number one guy out of Memphis's class. Precious Achiuwa is going to be really tough to stop because he already has sort of that NBA body and will probably play something like, a 3-4 hybrid type guy. People are going to have trouble keeping up with him in transition with the way that he runs, the type of athlete he is. He needs to polish up his game a little bit, but he's somebody that it wouldn't be a surprise to look up at the end of the year and see him leading this team in scoring based on what his physical abilities are.
Yeah, Boogie Ellis was originally a member of Duke's 2019 class, kind of flipped from there. You look at Memphis as we wrap this up. They certainly, as far as 2019 recruiting landscape goes, were a thorn in the side of college basketball's blue bloods. Maybe they're becoming a villain. Maybe some people love them, some people hate them. Do you think, and maybe it's also because they don't have anyone committed in their 2020 class so far, is this Memphis's shot? Is this their best chance, or do you think this is a sustainable force going forward?
I think it's a sustainable force for the reason I mentioned earlier. I do think that Memphis is likely to return that backcourt, and I think those guys as sophomores have a chance to be one of the better backcourts in college basketball. And so I tend to see Memphis's window being sort of a multi-year thing. Obviously, a lot's going to depend on whether they're able to add, people to replace Wiseman, who is almost certainly going to be a one-and-done, Achiuwa, who's almost certainly going to be a one-and-done and would be expected to do so. Whether they can get the guys into the program to replace those players, I think, is going to tell the tale on whether this is a one-year thing, whether next year they're, a team that makes the NCAA tournament or a team that you're looking at as a top 10 or top 15 team, and then where they're at in year three or year four. But I do think they have a multi-year window here.
For my money, it's the most fascinating team in college basketball to track this season. That concludes our look at number 17, Memphis, as we continue our countdown. Next time, we'll tackle number 16.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.